The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Junks listeners out there. Whether you're listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, maybe you're traveling for the holidays and you're listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you. If you haven't downloaded the app, download it right now. It'll take you 2 minutes, and it's free, and you can take Junks wherever you go. And we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. Got a four-man Junks show. Don't get that used to it, though, because the rotating vacations are coming. They're around the corner. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. I'm joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. John Paul Flame is with us.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. And Jason Bishop is here, too.
What's up?
That rounds out your foursome.
Who got more sleep? Because you were at MGM. I was at the 930 Club for a concert.
I want to hear about all this.
You were at MGM for the Cakes Classic.
Yes.
I think I got four. I got 4 hours of sleep.
I have you beat by a little bit because I never made a real impact on the tournament aside from the first level or two where I was running insanely white hot.
That's the worst time to run hot.
That's the worst time to be doing well in a tournament
because the value's low.
Well, the blinds are low. People aren't going to get all their chips in.
Pot's tiny.
For the most part, they're not going to get all their chips in early.
But even if you double your stack, it's meaningless compared to what when they double or stack a few levels later.
Which is
later.
What I did on the first hand that I played. I eliminated somebody, and that was the only bounty that I scored the entire year.
Yeah, but you get a bounty. It's good.
Yeah, I got a bounty. Yeah. It was a good turnout, and thank you to everybody who came out.
What's
and,
the bounty? $50?
I get $50 from if I knocked you out, for instance. But if they knock me out, they get $300.
Nice.
So I have the enhanced bounty, and everybody, of course.
Just go ahead and pencil me in whenever there's an opening. I know there's a lot of people clamoring.
I just need to look at my
there's a lot of people clamoring.
My Cakes Classic 2025 calendar. I need to go look at it on
the
wall.
Is your guy? God, I'm sorry.
Adam. Yeah,
and I know Adam. I mean, if Adam walked in here, I would act like he's my best friend.
He's another bald silly like your guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great golfer, too.
He's a very good golfer.
Wasn't he like an assistant pro before?
Yeah. He was in the golf biz.
So he's kind of, I get it. They don't really want you bringing in the five or six again, sillies, to bring in the home. Yeah. They're trying to limit a little bit.
They're a little more selective with the guest bounties.
Because I know the boys, they're sized.
Just
the crew.
Home game
crew
boys.
Crew want to get back together, you know what I'm saying? So if there's ever a special occasion.
Okay, I'll keep that
in mind.
Sure, of course.
They want a little bump in
I'll
the...
I'll keep it in the back pocket.
Yeah, right.
But I went to bed probably 11:30.
Ooh.
11:30-ish.
Yeah, he went to bed at midnight, I'm guessing.
All right, let's just see how well my brain's locked in. You went...
There was a concert last night.
Yeah, you went to a concert?
I can't remember who it was.
Hold on.
I mean, he did just tell us yesterday.
I know.
Well, I forgot too.
Hold on. The artist, though.
Pretty good brains.
Hold on.
Is it something?
Hold on. Where did you go? I'm being serious. Where did you go again?
930 Club.
You went to 930 Club? Oh, see, Mark Robert.
Mark Robert.
That's all I needed. I just needed a little trigger. You went to see Mark.
Did you get a little backstage meet and greet with Mark?
I did go say hello. Couldn't be any nicer. Richard Ahn was there as well.
It's my neighbor.
Well, Richard?
Great. Yeah, dude. He asked.
He's my neighbor.
I told him. I said, do you ever see?
He lives in a bigger neighborhood with bigger homes.
Well, when you tour the world all the time.
He lives probably 7 minutes from me.
Very nice.
Yeah, he mentioned, actually, though, he was a little confused. He was like, are you the one that lives in Ashburn? I was like, no, that's Jason.
I told him that when I saw him at the steampunk thing.
I think he remembers every person he meets.
I mean, when did you see him?
That was 2 years ago.
Well, I know, but I mean, JP's 5'2". Yeah. And I'm 6'6". I mean,
all right, I think he would remember that. It was 15 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
The dagger was, Cakes always sweats parking.
Always.
And that was kind of in my brain.
That is actually a more difficult place to park if the lot's full.
Right.
And that is a more difficult place to park.
We talked about this. I hadn't been there in 8 years. So you had to buy your tickets through Vivid Seats.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Right.
I bought it through Vivid Seats. They kept sending me a message about parking.
Okay.
I mean, like 6 emails a day. I kept deleting.
Yeah.
And then
wasn't paying attention to them.
I was thinking about Ubering there.
Yeah.
It's like, that's going to be expensive. Uber there from Gaithersburg into DC.
Well, you got the money.
Come
just
back.
That'd be $200.
I'm not like getting sloshed or anything. I had one IPA. It's not like a big deal to drive. So I was like, all right, I'll drive, but I got to do the parking. Mm-hmm. Said 10% off. I'm like, okay, let me hit this. 10% off, $35.
Right.
Plus fees. It ended up being almost like $50.
Okay.
But it was the first one up, and it literally said 930 Club parking.
Was it 3 blocks away?
I wish it was 3 blocks away. I parked there. I was like, I know it's been a long time since I've been to the 930
Club. This doesn't seem right.
This doesn't look like the 930 Club.
Oh, they pulled the okey-doke on you.
0.5 miles.
Half a mile. And it's butt cold.
Oh, my God. In that area?
Butt cold. Yeah. This is a nice area. Yeah. We took an Uber.
Had to take an Uber.
Yeah. Parked in D.C.
parked a half mile away. Yeah. A half mile away.
That ain't that nice area.
That's last minute planning. I need to have a parking plan at all times.
So
I'm going into the city.
Luckily,
you didn't look at the map like when you were booking.
I didn't.
It. You learned a lesson though, right?
I did.
You'll never do that again.
Although I go there once every 8 years.
This is what I would say to my kids. But you learned a broader lesson.
Yes.
So in other words, whenever you reserve parking, make sure it's located near where you're actually going.
I learned that lesson years ago.
One would think that the parking that says, that says 930 Club parking.
Everyone lies. Everyone's a scammer.
You got to read the fine print.
Yeah.
Because
I remember, everyone's trying to cheat you.
Yeah.
930 Club parking, Reeves Garage, that's where I park. So my wife had these super high heels on.
Oh, there was no way
we were going to walk. Luckily,
was
I looked up on
like
Uber.
Barely wearing anything too because she was going to a concert.
Leather pants.
Should have dropped the girls off right at the front door.
Right, if you're a gentleman,
that's what you should have done.
I thought that we were parked.
Meanwhile, I would have had D park in me.
I thought we were parked right next to the venue. So I did get the Uber. It was 1 minute away.
Oh, you Ubered from your parking lot?
Ubered from the parking garage.
Hey, sometimes you got to do that.
$10.
Yeah. That's got an Uber black. That's a hilarious.
I mean, it was so cold, and it would have been a 15-minute walk. Been a 15-minute walk.
Especially
with the high heels. She wasn't going to be able to walk fast.
The whole time. That would have been a nightmare.
Yes. So got there, and Mark had told me, he's like, just hit me up on my phone when you get there.
Yeah.
And then he said he was going on stage at 9.
Mm-hmm.
When we walked into the venue, it was about 7:30, 7:45.
You didn't shoot back to him, hey, man, you want to go on like 8 or 8:30? I got to wake up at like super early. You want to go on like 8:15?
Nah, I mean, he had his opener.
I know.
He was an opener doing their song.
Dude, I understand. Like that's like military precision. When you go into a place like 9:30 Club.
Who was his opener?
Like they've got their set times. Like I can't remember
the name.
Is it a single person just doing a
single guy just playing acoustic? He was very good.
I might know the guy.
I can't remember.
Because he usually brings his
friends. Might have been from Virginia Coalition.
Oh, that guy?
I'm not sure.
Oh, those guys are butt nice.
Virginia Coalition. Good Home. Dudes. Everybody right now, go listen to Home.
Yeah.
Virginia Freebie. Virginia Coalition.
After the show.
Great
after
song.
After they're done listening to
Sorry.
Us.
Sorry. It's just a great song. Just download it on your Spotify.
So anyway, he tells me to hit him up.
It's a great song. Sorry.
Yeah. It gets a little awkward there. Yeah. Like, you send a text. He hits me back and he says, just come to the curtain by the dressing room at 8:45. He goes on at 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're there with another couple, just having a good time, drinks. And then I go over to the curtain. The show starts at 9. I listen to his instructions. I go over there at 8:45. Security guard wouldn't let me in.
Of course. He
doesn't know.
He doesn't know who you are.
I know. I show him the text. Now I got to wait for Mark to like text back or walk over there.
You know any of his buddies at his local show? He's probably
probably
6,000 guests.
He probably
every family member, every cousin, every aunt and uncle.
So hold on, when you showed the security guard the text, he just said, "I don't care about that."
Yeah, he's like, "Well, just have him come out."
Right.
So I'm asking a rock star.
I mean, he's the star.
About to go on stage come out and get me.
I would have trust-weighed it. I would have said, "You know what? It's 15 minutes till showtime.
I'll talk to him again.
I'll send him a text later."
Because I
know how awkward that could be.
Yeah, Very awkward.
He stood there for 2 minutes. The four of us are like standing there for 2 minutes. And a guy came out.
About like an hour, I'm sure.
And I said something to him, and he recognized the Junkies.
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm JP from Junkies." Oh, okay. Come on in. And nobody else was there. I expected a bunch of people there.
Well, because you were there 1 minute before he's going on stage.
Mark and Richard, his mom, was there.
They're so nice.
They're so nice. That's the biggest takeaway.
They're so welcoming.
And then he just goes on stage and does his thing.
Yeah.
Has the crowd in the palm of his hands. And he does like a half an hour or so just himself. And then, he has a plan. He's like, I wrote the song with Richard. Hey, you know what? Richard's here. And then crowd goes
Richard
nuts.
Richard's here. Just popped up. Mm-hmm. How long did he play? How long was his set?
Well, I left after Crazy Game of Poker.
Okay.
Because that's usually the closer.
Right.
And they had to go off and then come back, do an encore or whatever.
I don't think he did that.
He didn't do an encore?
But I left at 10:55.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome. So he played longer than I expected.
Wow. Yeah, he was just going at it for like 2 hours.
I'm actually bitter. I wasn't aware of that show. Because that's the kind of show I would have gone to.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's a good time.
Hold on.
It's worth sleep deprivation.
Weren't you looking at your phone and it was almost 11 o'clock? Oh my God, it's almost 11. Or didn't
I only checked my phone like around 10:30 because my friend.
Did you take a nap yesterday?
No.
Oh, man.
Don't know how he did it.
I took a massive nap yesterday. I don't like this, but my family, they like to like punk me essentially. They take pictures of me when I'm napping.
Right.
And they send it to each other. Dad's sleeping again.
It's in the group chat?
You
should take pictures of them at 4:30.
I'm like, I don't do that when you're drooling.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't tell the whole world when, someone
Where did you fall asleep?
It's kind of mean.
Normal person on a couch. I had my computer in my lap and I was just like, Dad's sleeping. It's 2:00 in the afternoon.
Right.
Why are they punking me?
I don't know.
Repeatedly.
Why are they disrespecting the fact that we're waking up at 4:10 in the morning to slay the dragon.
I'm going to show you the picture. I'll show you guys.
By the way, I tweeted a picture just a few minutes ago. You can follow me at GlassJoeJP of the first time we met the boys from OAR.
Yeah.
So it's 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of a hit to my soul in a way because I showed the picture to our friends and the wife goes, "That's you?"
Yeah. Well, why is she joking? That's 20 years ago.
She goes, "Wow, you were a hunk." She used the word a hunk.
Who said that?
90? Is your friend 90 years old?
No. Dr. Gabe and his wife, Rachel. Okay. So Rachel said, "You were."
You should have said that to Rachel, too.
Yeah.
Look, here's the picture that my wife took.
I don't know how you sleep with a hat on like that.
My hat on. Can you see that with my computer?
Yeah, I don't
know. My neck would just be killing me. Oh, I can never.
If you're
going to
take a nap,
like
why don't you just go to the bed and not have a laptop?
Because I wasn't planning it. I was surfing the internet and I just went, "Ugh."
Hey, sometimes couch naps are silly.
Couch naps are great.
Yeah, I mean, I just passed out.
Fantastic. Like, you don't want to.
I wasn't a planned nap. When I plan a nap, I go in my bed and I get in my underwear.
Oh, by the way, when I was talking to Richard. So, you talk for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
I actually said a couple times, I was like, "Don't you guys have a show?"
And right.
They wanted to keep the conversation going.
They're tired.
I said, "Do you ever see Jason in Ashburn?" Mm-mm. And first of all, he thought that I lived in Ashburn.
Right.
And he said, "No." I said, "Well, here's the deal. If you want to see Jason, Just go to Passion Fit on Thursdays. Right? Isn't that your joint?
That was your idea. Has he ever been to Passion Fit?
I'm sure he knew it.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah, I think he plays hockey in Ashburn. I mean, he's Ashburn.
He lives on the same street as...
just give out his address.
I'm not going to give the street name, but he lives on the same street that Dwayne Haskins used to live on.
Ah.
Uh-huh. I just love how Jason knows everybody's address. It's because you have that realtor friend.
Well, no,
I know. He stalks anybody who's semi-famous. He knows where they live.
I know because Eddie Royal is a friend of mine.
Okay, yes.
Who played receiver for Virginia Tech.
We know who Eddie Royal is.
He lives across the street from where Dwayne Haskins used to live. So that's why I knew where Dwayne Haskins
Do you know
lived.
The trivia about Eddie Royal that I'm related to?
I do know the trivia.
That you're related to Eddie Royal? No.
No, yes.
Is it volleyball related?
No, I know it. I'm pretty sure I know
it. Go ahead. You can say it.
Did you sell his brother, your Fentley?
Oh, I sold
Dale.
I sold my Chrysler 300C after I had it all pimped out to Dale.
Dale Royal is a good dude. Moved to Colorado.
I think I sold it to him for like $24,000.
That's a long way to drive from Virginia to Colorado in EB's Fentley.
So you had your ride pimped. We did that for Jux TV. By the white rapper named Q-Ball.
He must be dead.
What was the name of the... Was it just called The Joint? Or the place where you got it? I remember
it was a front for some terrible business. Like, yeah.
He also was like a cell phone guy.
I wonder if he still has that Fentley.
No way. No, but I got rims, low profile tire. I went through about 17 low profile.
You got Bluetooth before Bluetooth was big?
I got Bluetooth, like the attached Bluetooth.
Yeah, but it was ahead of its time.
2004. 2003. But because why did I get rid of it? I think I got rid of it because I just got my first Beamer. And I'm like, I had too many cars.
I have too many cars right now.
Yeah. You need to lower your overhead.
Man, everyone needs a car.
Sure.
Got to pay for those blickies.
Yep.
Yeah.
They aren't free.
So, I couldn't believe I found a sucker to buy my.
Well, he bought it.
He was a nice guy. Though. Yeah. Very nice family.
And what happened to the vet?
I had to get rid of that when I got the BMW 335. Like my first one I got was the 5 Series, so I could justify having a Corvette because the Corvette was my had the T tops or whatever. I could take the top
sports
off.
Sports car.
Yeah. But then when I got the 335i with the hardtop convertible, I couldn't justify having two convertibles.
So JP, 100% chance, 100% chance, actually 130%. You will nap today.
Probably. Oh yeah. That's a given.
Yeah. Because you fell asleep at...
If I'm busy.
I'm guessing you fell asleep at 12:30.
I will take a nap, and I can tell you this. I'm not busy today. You know what I'm busy doing? Taking a nap.
Right. Well, the weather's going to be poo.
It's not going to be great.
It's going to be 40 mile per hour winds, I think.
40 to 60, depending on where
you
are.
Can I tell you this? I know you got...
I'll pay you $100.
Oh, you've upped your offer.
Yeah, $100 bill with you and your nice tooth there if you play 18 holes today.
No, I'm not going to. I might go to some place, though. I won't say the name of it, but a place where you're going to go hit balls inside.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, try clubs and hit balls inside and stuff.
For like
why Valdez have a putter this morning?
Because I traded out my lab. I don't even want to say what I was told on air because I'm afraid I'll get sued. I don't even want to say because I'm livid.
Oh, you are?
Livid.
By the way, tonight's a late
night. It's usually not the putter.
JP, tonight's a late night for me. I'll probably get home around 8. But
right in time for the Lions-Packers game.
Yep. But I'm taking my daughter out to dinner. I'll be in Mike Moore's neighborhood tonight in Clarendon.
Okay, nice. Very good.
Going to the Circa in Clarendon. I'm taking my daughter to dinner, and that means she gets off of work at 5, probably won't have dinner till 6:30. Yeah, I won't get home till 8.
No, hold.
And I'll be butt tired tomorrow.
You'll be dragging.
Yeah,
be able to make dinner tonight.
You're probably getting hooked.
You might.
They're good to us.
You might call out late dinner tomorrow.
I might. Late Circa.
So, real quick. When I came in, I was washing out my thing. Thermos, whatever this thing is, to put water in it. And I was talking to Roger, the engineer. You know, Roger's been on the show now a bunch of times.
I need some batteries.
I had the most cogent, fluid, sort of normal conversation that I've ever had. I couldn't believe it. He was the most cerebral, locked in ever about the weather. He knows he's Dustin Hoffman. He's Rain Man of weather.
More than Jason?
Dude, he was like, Oh, yeah, it's probably going to, you know, it was supposed to snow, but it's a little bit too warm. So, you know, it's going to be about 40 mile per hour winds today, but right. it's not quite cold enough for the snow. But later, after the rain, then the cold weather's going to come in.
The temperature's going to dip during
the day.
Yeah, and he
goes, it's probably too cold for you to play golf today.
Probably.
I mean, I had the most cogent conversation with him. Never.
See, Jason feels disrespected that you're giving him all
Dude,
the weather.
He could give you a run for your money. All right. He's locked in.
Should we do a weather challenge or something?
I would love that. He's locked.
Definitely like, do
on,
that.
Now listen, I don't know if he's locked in on the 7 day, but he's on the 24 hour, on the hourly, he's locked in.
He is. Yeah. Well, he watches the weather. He watches
I've never
the local
had a conversation
weather
like that before. I was kind of like, whoa.
But next Tuesday is going to be in the 60s. Now, Veronica Johnson on Channel 7 says it's going to be 68.
Okay.
And Doug Cameron said 61.
Oh, that's,
well, that's a stark difference.
That's a big difference. Yeah.
Stark difference.
So I don't know why her models are showing 68 and his are showing low 60s. But
yeah, I don't know.
Next Tuesday might be the golf day.
Okay.
What are you looking at him for?
I don't know, because Draft's
staring at
Draft's
through
making
the window.
These love eyes at me.
No, I was told Valdez, could you imagine retaining that information? That Veronica said 68.
That's so
and
much bandwidth.
Doug said 61.
Oh, because I watched the weather.
He's also a savant. He's a weather savant.
No, I just watched the weather. It's not that hard to remember 68 and 61.
He cares about that like Cakes cares about player salaries.
I didn't even remember what concert he went to yesterday, but you remember 68 degrees.
Yeah. I do. I pay attention to the weather.
It's his thing.
But when JP talks, you don't pay attention?
Never.
All right, well, pay attention to
this. Unless it has
this.
Something to do with me.
Pay right. attention yeah. to this, because this is important. This is the guest lineup today. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. He's on the show at 7:20.
Baldy.
Dave Richard is on at 8. It's week 14. Your fantasy playoffs probably start next week.
Yep.
This is a critical week, so you have to listen to Dave.
Do any start That's this week, you think? Probably not.
Probably wait until like week 15,
yeah, 15.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. That's at 8:45. When we come back, we'll talk about the scary incident that went down in New York City yesterday as the CEO of a major insurance company was gunned down on his way to an investor meeting. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
So, hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The news that kind of dominated yesterday outside of the sports world was the horrible incident in New York City where the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was killed in what was called a, quote, premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack outside of a Midtown Manhattan hotel. He was on his way to an investor meeting that I think was scheduled for 8 a.m. that morning, and the shooting happened at like 6:46 or 6:47.
Almost 7, yep.
He's just walking out of his hotel down the street to another hotel, and a guy pops out from behind, I think, two vehicles that were parked on the street and just calmly points his weapon at him, shoots him once. His weapon then malfunctions. He calmly, you know, clears whatever jam there is in the gun and then goes and finishes the guy off on the sidewalk and then
hops on a bike.
Then he hops on like a city bike or whatever they're called. And escapes.
They had him on camera the entire time.
On camera.
Until he gets to Central Park.
And it's clear that it was, I mean, this guy was targeted because there's a woman like right near the, I think, another lobby of a hotel.
Can you imagine how terrified she was?
That's 5 to 10 feet away. There's another guy who's like parking a car like 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't target either of them. He doesn't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
He just mows down this dude, Brian Thompson. Yeah, it's just a terrifying incident that was just caught on video camera. Now, obviously, they're trying to find the perpetrator, but he hasn't been caught yet.
There was a cell phone that was left behind in an alleyway near where the shooting was.
Right.
I'm not sure if they've connected the cell phone to the shooter. There's also, they're going through the trash right next to the where the shooting was, see if there's any, you know, DNA links to this guy. But it was scary.
And it's clearly pre-planned. I mean, the guy had a silencer on his weapon.
Of course.
Like, this is not a random, like, robbery attempt or just random shooting. Like, this this person, whoever committed the act, whether he did it on his own or was paid by somebody to do it. I mean, it looked like an assassination out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that there are silencers scary. In movies. Why can regular Joes buy a silencer? Can they?
I don't know.
That makes sense. Idea.
Maybe for hunting. Can you buy it for hunting? I don't really honestly know. Yeah, you want to wake up the deer. I honestly don't know.
I think you can buy anything.
Once you shoot the deer, it's not like the other deer.
I'm going to assume that this person probably didn't get the silencer through legal means.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just an assumption.
I have no idea if they're legal or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the scariest thing ever.
I don't know.
I only see them in movies.
Do you think it was a disgruntled employee, ex-employee, or do you think it was someone who was denied?
He almost looked like a hired hitman.
Like a denied, healthcare worker.
I mean, I'm sure something like that. But it almost looked like a hired hitman. He was way too calm. And, I won't watch the video. I've seen the screen caps. Yeah. I don't need to see the video. But reading about it, somebody said he was way too skilled with the gun to be like some nervous guy shooting there. He just was like a marksman.
Yeah, I mean, he got the first shot off. And then the gun has some sort of malfunction,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how guns operate, but within 5 seconds he was back into shooting mode after he fixed whatever was wrong. Mm-hmm. Then he goes over point blank range of the guy,
but
pumps I don't know how many more rounds into him, and then
what's interesting is, believe it or not, because of crazy people and the way the world is. Is that a lot of CEOs of companies, mm-hmm. and especially in that industry, they have security.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really going to get ramped up now.
That was interesting, and they said that he was there by himself. My daughter works for a company that some of their top presidents, mm-hmm. they're regular people. I know them like they're regular people.
Right.
But when they go to work, they have they have drivers and everything that protect them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like in the consulting business, but they're big time people, mm-hmm. and they have security everywhere.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Of course. Yeah.
They're drivers.
Yes. I know a guy who does that for a living.
Yeah.
He's former Secret Service, and now he's got a company where there's a big, president from another country comes over.
You know what?
Security for him, or mm-hmm. a CEO who's going to have a big meeting with another CEO, security for them.
We should have security. People hate us.
People
hate us.
I got security. Her name's Luca.
Yeah. I need security. I need a driver. You should pay for our drivers.
You have a driver. Her name's Dina Bickle.
That's true. I did marry one.
You already have.
Do you think that this guy, he goes, certainly was planned, he goes into Central Park because mm-hmm. it's obviously tougher to see. The street cameras can't see you with all those trees. You think he went in there and had a change of outfits and just got into a different outfit?
He's clearly planned.
Yeah.
I would guess for a long time.
Yeah.
But as somebody said,
dropped the bike and then walked out of the park.
He might have had like a bug out bag.
Yeah,
like you said, a change of clothing, or
just hop in a cab. But I was talking to Squirrel about it.
If you hop in a cab, you're on camera
after you do all your changing.
Oh yeah.
But like I was talking to Squirrel about, they have cameras everywhere in the city already. They could see where he came from. So I mean, I think they're going to catch the guy. It's the only matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, chances are yes, but you never know.
Yeah,
I mean they already have footage of him 10 minutes before the shooting walking, talking on a cell phone.
Okay, yeah.
So. Why is
they'll ping that that phone within 2 seconds. They already probably know, based on that, they know who he was talking to at least.
They're going to go camera to camera to camera, trace it
back.
They'll
ping the phone in 2 seconds.
Ping the phone, mm-hmm. use the eyeball recognition on the photos.
Yeah.
You got to be,
I just want to know if it was just a guy who had an axe to grind with United Healthcare that took it into his own hands, or
seemed like it was
former employee,
or did somebody pay this guy to just go snuff this guy out?
I think that guy seemed like a skilled marksman.
Seemed like he knew exactly what he was doing, and he didn't have any hesitation. He found his target, he shot him, finished him off, and then fled the scene.
But he walked away, right? He didn't run.
He walked away. He was very calm throughout.
Yeah.
From the time you see him on the camera.
He was like Tom Cruise in that movie. When Tom Cruise is a hitman.
With Jamie Foxx?
Yes.
Never saw it.
Can't remember the name of the movie.
Lateral. It's a silly movie.
Yeah, yeah. I sleep on that. Yeah, sleep
I don't know what you're
flick.
Doing. You got to watch it.
Okay.
I'll put it on the list.
I
don't
remember it.
I was kind of surprised. It's only a $10,000 reward for information leading to him.
Mm-hmm.
United Healthcare should put up $1 million.
Right.
He was making like $10 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
United Healthcare should put up a bunch of money to find this guy.
Right. All right, let's go to Billy. Billy has some information because we don't know anything about suppressors and silencers, all that stuff. Billy, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. I'm a retired federal law enforcement and spent time overseas with the Naval Special Warfare. Cool. And we use suppressors for solely to protect our hearing. That's the purpose that people can buy them. You can buy one. Anybody can buy one. You have to go through what's called a class three license. So it's almost the same thing as owning a automatic weapon. But I have multiple. When I take my 10-year-old out to shoot, he doesn't need to worry about getting his hearing all jacked up. But obviously, this dude was a hired hitman.
You thought so?
Night long, and not be there for a purpose. And I agree with your last statement. United Healthcare has enough money to pay him $10 million a year. They should pay $1 million to catch this donk, and that guy needs to go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll catch him.
Maybe there's a fine line, though, that when you start offering too much money, you get more false leads. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Maybe.
$1 million out there, everybody's calling in with some sort of tip.
So a motive, obviously not yet known, but Thompson's wife said the CEO had previously received threats.
My buddy just sent me a text. He's in law enforcement. He said the CEO was about to testify in front of Congress on allegations of insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
This past February, they suffered a hack. Nancy Pelosi bought stock in the company who was investigating the cyber attack right before it was announced the CEO was being investigated for insider trading.
Hmm.
Not sure if that's a link or not.
No, I saw that he was about to testify. I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
I thought he was testifying to shareholders. Isn't that what I thought he was having a shareholder
meeting? I think he was there for like an investor meeting.
Yeah.
But that what Jason mentioned, I think this is different.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something bigger than probably just some lone wolf.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah. Whatever it is, something bigger than a lone wolf.
Crazy world, man.
Yeah, can you imagine? I feel so bad for the little kids, the wife.
It's terrible.
And then people, we didn't talk about this yesterday, right? I was talking to my friends. I mean, can you imagine the media calling the wife?
No, it's
I mean, the wife is like, I'm
awful.
Trying to process this with my children right now.
Right.
You want to comment?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Thankfully, the biggest threat to us is Rom. And I don't think he's going to shoot us.
Did you see him last night?
I did not. I think he would just annoy us to death, potentially.
His threat to me is he would never hurt us because he's a passive, peace-loving weirdo. But his threat to us is, by the way, I'm a peace-loving person, too. He's just a weirdo. It's a separate thing. When he puts his foot under our car or he stands in front of a car and he's going to push my buttons until I murder him.
Right.
That's his threat to me.
Sure.
He's going to force me to murder him.
Threat level
wrong. I don't want to murder you, but if you stand in front of my car and taunt me and act like you could control me, I might run you over.
And then in court, you could just say, like, he actually drove me crazy.
Yeah, he drove me crazy.
I was forced to do this.
He dared me to leave.
Temporary ROM sanity.
Yeah, he dared me to leave. And in a moment of passion, I had to get out of there.
Sure.
I wasn't going to let him control me, so
understood.
I ran him over.
I've been in the same shoes.
Yeah. I did run over his foot on purpose.
I've done the same. Yeah. Half the junks have done it.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend it.
On purpose, ran over his foot.
I know both of you have done it.
Yeah.
I've heard you guys talk about it a million times.
It wasn't an accident. It was on purpose. His little hoof.
Well, it was his fault. We both can agree on that.
Yeah.
It wasn't our fault.
Right.
100%. I don't know how the foot doesn't break. When a car rides over fast.
He has a tiny little hoof. He's got the smallest.
He probably barely touched his toes.
He has the smallest men's foot, I think, on the Eastern Seaboard.
What is it? Honestly, what size
I think
size
he wears like
wear?
An 8 or 8.5. There's no chance he wears a 9. he just can't.
So he, an 8, I think I know this from my daughter, an 8 is a size 6.5 girls.
I don't know how that transfer works.
I think I got that right. Yeah. I think it's a 1.5 difference.
Right.
So he's got a teeny tiny girl's foot.
He has a hoof, and his hands are dwarfed by Marina's hands, his wife's. He loves this segment because it is now we're joning, but it's attention dollars.
Right.
So he's getting ultimately what he wants.
Marina's probably got something else bigger than his too.
I'm not even going to go into that. Not even going there. All right, don't forget, later in the show, Brian Baldinger is going to join us, try to bring the show back onto the rails at 7:20. Dave Richard at 8, and we'll talk some puck with Nick Dowd for the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:25 here on The Junks. So coming up in just about an hour from now at 7:45, we will give you the details on our holiday slash Christmas slash drinking show. We'll do that at 7:45. Mm-hmm. Give you all the details you need about it. So just be ready. An hour from now, it's a pretty big announcement.
Mm.
I think it's like a real announcement.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it will be fun. Should be fun.
I wonder, without giving away too many details, I wonder if people will maybe try to join in on the fun.
We'll see.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's hope they do.
Be around. Make it a point of being around.
I think where it is going to be, yeah, they will.
They might, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right. Just take off work.
Are you really going to go to work that close to Christmas? The holidays?
I told you I'm going to Florida over Christmas and I'm paying so much for my flights, right? Did I tell you that on air?
I thought you had to credit card pay for all
that. I do, but we booked all the flights for my daughter's volleyball. She's traveling all over the country. So mm-hmm. we used up all our points and then some. But like, you know, D's on top of it, so she booked all the flights all over.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any points left. Yeah, dude, we're flying on the 26th. It's like, I'm paying just a flight to Florida. It's a 2-hour flight. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal. It's not some long flight. It's like $600 a ticket.
Dagger!
And it just, we almost scooped to Frontier. I've never flown Frontier, but I've heard about Frontier. And my wife said it was like $200 cheaper. But I said, well, I don't care. It's 2 hours. I'll just hold my nose. Let's just
suck
it
up. Yeah.
But she said, but then she got scared to pull the trigger because she said, she's heard, I don't know if this is true, that they cancel a lot of flights.
Anytime I see any sort of like wild like melee or argument on an airplane, it seems like 90% of the time it's either on Frontier or Spirit.
There was a congressional.
It's on one of those two airlines.
There was a congressional hearing yesterday right here in D.C. And I don't know which airlines were represented, but a bunch of CEOs from these airlines were testifying in front of Congress. Congress was grilling them about all the fees that passengers have to pay.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And people are just so pissed at the high rise of and the cost of just flying in general, but the baggage fees, paying to get your seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you want to sit in row 9, pay an extra $50.
Southwest, two bags fly free.
Bags fly free. Yeah, it's pretty
good.
And
now that Southwest is taking away that whole just
cattle
mob
call.
Of people. Yeah.
I love the cattle
about
call.
That. But they're not doing that anymore. Yeah. So that makes Southwest a little bit more pleasant for me.
Another reason why pillars. I just don't fly anywhere. I just drive.
Unless you get an offer
though.
From.
No, I wouldn't drive to Florida.
Unless one of your sugar daddies offers a PJ.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's once a year.
Let me make sure I get those letters correct.
Ask John Buell if he'll fly me and my family and my son's girlfriend to Tampa.
Right.
I'm guessing
you won't. And then go to Fort Myers to see Joe P.
Uh-huh.
AEB, come on over to Fort Myers and hang out with us after you pay $600 a piece to fly for 2 hours down to Florida.
Hey, Drabby.
I'm a snowbird.
Drabby, there was some stuff I wanted to get to in the sports page. Do you want to move it back to, you know, later in the show?
Why can't we just do it multiple times?
Go right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's got 5 minutes. I mean, we've got 5 minutes to do.
You could do a part of it now, part of it later. We've got nothing but time.
Kill me. I love sports. It's just kill me.
Well, I mean, we've got sports.
Yeah.
Ryan Baldinger, Dave Richard, Nick Dowd.
All right.
Hit the skins.
We got Thursday night football tonight.
Oh, I'm pumped for it. It should be actually a good Thursday night game. I think it's the highest total on the slate.
It's 51.5
points?
I saw 50.5, but I think it's 51. Something like that. Big game, obviously. I mean, Detroit's a lock to get to the playoffs. I would say Green Bay's probably a lock to get to the playoffs, but just for the division, it's a huge game. So that's tonight. By the way, it was signing day yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you pay attention to all these stud high school prospects and where they're going to be playing next year, the number one, I go to scouts.com or scout.com. A lot of people go to Rivals.
Mm-hmm.
But
for what, football?
For football. Mm-hmm. Well, for both football and basketball. But Bryce mm-hmm. Underwood is the top prospect, according to scout.com.
And he got flipped from LSU to Michigan.
He's going to Michigan. I can't even imagine what he's getting paid to go to Michigan.
What do you get now for a top quarterback? Well, $5 million a year?
It was $10 million.
Like
for 1 year?
I mean,
or is it,
I don't know if
or
it's
is
1 year.
Like $3 million a year? Because you know, I ain't saying 4 years. Is it $2.5 million a year?
I don't know the contract.
I could be
contract.
Wrong, but didn't Dave Portnoy have like a big hand in
yeah, I thought I read that. Yeah.
Portnoy and Larry Ellison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I read that. But so how much is he getting? I mean, all that stuff a matter of public record? Like, they have to report that stuff?
Yeah.
Like the universities?
It was like
well, the universities million. Can now, I think the universities can now start paying the players.
Well.
It's not just the collectives.
Uh-huh.
Here's how absurd the money is. Like, I saw a video on Twitter a couple days ago of one of the offensive linemen from Colorado who bought a Maybach. And a Maybach goes for like 200 large.
Minimum. Oh, it's like 250, 300, I think.
Yeah, and that's minimum. That's for a big fat offensive lineman.
That's what we're on with no radio in it.
So what are they paying like this kid that's going to Michigan?
Well, especially quarterbacks.
Those guys are cleaning up.
That was Jordan Seaton. That's the kid from who I think almost went to Maryland.
Yeah.
And the last minute went to Colorado.
Well, I guess he probably made the right choice.
You can't ever criticize Locke. How can you compete? You can't compete.
No, that's a lot of people that want to fire Locks and everything. You're already kind of on the outside track because you're only spending about $3 million a year in NIL money.
Yeah. Where other teams are spending $20 million.
I was told a year ago that we had Maryland had $2.5 million for everything.
And then Ohio State had
sports.
Ohio State had a $30 million roster.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why, you know, a lot of these schools want salary caps.
Right.
And even if you put a salary cap in, I mean, these schools that can't spend as much as Alabama and Ohio State, they're not going to be able to get to the salary
cap. The only way you do it is if they had a salary floor, but how could they even do
so
it?
So Bryce Underwood is...
I'll get Sice when Malik Washington's on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I'll get to him in a second. So Bryce Underwood is the top prospect going to Michigan, quarterback out of Belleville, Michigan. Keelan Russell is a quarterback, 6'3", 180. He is from Duncanville, Texas. He is going to Alabama. The third best prospect, according to scout.com, Tavian St. Clair, quarterback, 6'4", 225, going to Ohio State. Your best defensive lineman, Elijah Griffin from Savannah, Georgia, going to Georgia. And then your best defensive back is Devin Sanchez, going to Ohio State. Your best offensive lineman, David Sanders, going to Tennessee, and he's from North Carolina, he's from Charlotte. So if you're kind of paying attention to the local schools, the Terps have the 27th best class.
So that's not bad.
They're routinely in that top 30.
They have the 27th best class locally?
No.
No, overall. They got four stars, including Malik Washington, who Matt just brought up. Mm-hmm. He's from Archbishop Spalding. He's 6'4", 215.
All right.
Quarterback, he's going to Maryland, of course. Jalen Gilchrist from Virginia Beach is an inside lineman, so I'm guessing he's a guard. Four-star player, he's going to Maryland. Messiah Delholm is from Newport News. They have him listed as an athlete. He's 6'1", 195, four-star player. And
hold
then,
on, they have him listed as athlete.
Well, if you're listed as an athlete, that just means
that's a thing now?
You're stunned.
Because otherwise, like, guy plays anywhere. Both ways, so play him anywhere.
No. It just means that they will determine his position.
He can be. He probably played quarterback in high school.
Because he played a ton of positions in college, school.
That's been that way a long time.
I didn't know that they did that.
Athlete's been listed. It's been forever, yeah.
ESPN has Maryland ranked 22.
Yeah, I mean, depends on where you're looking.
Classes.
Whatever. Until they produce.
And then the fourth four-star, actually, they've got five four-stars, sorry. The fourth four-star is Zymir Smith, also an athlete from Ridgely, Maryland, North Carolina High School. He's 5'11", 170. And then Bryce Jenkins from Friendship Collegiate Academy, defensive lineman going to Maryland. Virginia Tech, real quick.
They also,
they've got the 40th top. Top 40 class.
Did you mention Maryland getting Iverson Howard?
I did not.
Quince Orchard, running back.
Did not.
Stud.
He's on the list, but he wasn't listed on as a four-star. The best player going to Virginia Tech is from Winston-Salem, Shamarius Perkins. He's a wide receiver. He's a four-star player going to Tech. Jamari Deloach is a corner from Oscar Smith High School from Chesapeake. And then Jeff Overton, third four-star player, Jeff Overton from Hayfield in Quantico, going to Virginia Tech. So it was a big day yesterday.
Maryland also got a DeMatha kid.
Yes, they did. Virginia Tech got a DeMatha kid as well.
Nice.
So these schools are spending money.
Yep, have to.
That's right.
Keep up. All right, when we come back, we will hit the skins, and at 7:20, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, here on The Junks.